So I play his son in this, and we are... Burton is the father of this guy who's taking a stand-up comedy workshop. Mm-hmm. And I'm the brother of the guy who's taking a stand-up comedy workshop. And he works in our garage with us, but he really wants to be a stand-up comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so these are not going to sound funny at all on the air.
Well,
but you guys are forcing me to play this.
All right, so you got about 4 minutes of screen time, you say, in a couple different scenes.
Yes, and this is, first you'll hear the guy who's taking the stand-up comedy workshop. His name is, I don't know what his character's name is. Gene? I don't know. So, and then you'll hear Burton, and then you'll hear me, and I'm just kind of a generic country brother.
I work as a mechanic in my daddy's garage, and a lot of the guys think that I'm just like this dumb old country boy.
He's my boy, and I love him. I love him more than anything in the whole wide world.
That's you?
But, Burton, I hope the good Lord will forgive me for saying this, but... Well, he ain't got enough sense to pour piss out of a boot with the instructions written right there on the heel. He just ain't.
It's just so unfair, you know. You get caught making love to just one goat, and you get branded for life, you know?
Wayne's not that bad. He,
That's you.
He, you know, does good things around here, you know. He's not a good mechanic, but he does other things good in the shop, like, you know, restocking the snack machine and, you know, putting air in tires and, you know, keeping the grease rack, you know, soft and things like that. I remember how you used to, when he'd draw in his left hand pictures and stuff, and you would go up and hit him on the back of the head, you know, real hard.
Smack. Not this shit.
And say, why you won't be Bass Ackward? Draw with your right hand like God intended. You know, stuff like that and everything. But Glenn would lock himself in the closet. I always thought that was weird.
And I've only eaten the urinal cakes twice.
Back when he was a little boy, we lived way, way out in the country. You know what he'd do? You remember this?
I remember.
He'd line up all the farm animals, get them sitting right out there in a row, and he'd sit there and tell them jokes, hoping to make them laugh.
Some of them were pretty funny. I saw a squirrel laugh once. I was probably drunk. Can we cut that part? I'm sorry, Daddy.
Have you ever noticed how much...
All right, so that's one scene.
That was
very good. It's not funny. Context. It may not even be funny in context.
Funny? The guy only ate two urinal cakes?
Now, the setting is that me and Burton, we're in a garage, and we got grease all smeared on us, so we look like mechanics when we're doing these scenes.
Fredo's seen the video of this, and he says you are brilliant.
No, it looks great. Please. No, it really does look great. It's. I believed you. I believed that was really
you. Oh, you did?
Yes.
You didn't realize it was me when you first saw it?
See, that's
so
who
believable.
It was. We knew we heard it somewhere. It was Fredo who said it was the feel-good film of the summer.
That is a funny joke, by the way, the goat thing.
How were you dressed?
Sex with a goat once and get branded for life. Oh, it's some mechanic outfit, something, and a cap, that sort of thing. Now, here's another scene. This is after these guys have gone through, is his name Gene or it's Glenn, right? Glenn, my brother, after he's gone through the stand-up comedy workshop, and then they had their showcase.
Is this your nude scene?
I didn't do there was no love scene involved in this. After the comedy showcase, and then they're talking about what happened after they had their big debut as stand-up comics, and Glenn wasn't so successful, and here's what he's doing now after the stand-up comedy.
I ended up getting a job here after the contest was over.
At the Improv.
I'm a new bartender. I figured I'd be more in the circles of comedy by being here than at the, you know, the garage with my daddy. Daddy's kind of upset about it, but, you know, he'll just have to get over it.
If he goes a month without losing a limb... Sure surprised me.
I'm happy for Glenn. You know, I mean, he getting out in the real world and out from under our blanket of protection. You know, but he has problems with everyday things, though. Like about 3 months ago, he almost lost his hand below the wrist while he's brushing his teeth. And a couple weeks ago, two, 3 weeks ago, he flushed all his insulin down the toilet. And that was pretty scary. And I remember one time he got a novelty pencil lodged in his spleen. You know, don't know who's going to stock the candy machines anymore. Well, that sucks.
I do miss talking to the dogs, though. I miss telling them some jokes. Because they listen. Hey, you know how to make a Jack on the Rocks?
The main reason I'm glad I...
Sounds like a mighty wind.
I know. It's very much like that. It's very much like a Christopher Guest kind of move.
He almost lost his hand below the wrist, brushing his teeth.
Yeah, those are kind of fun scenes. When I first got there, I was really nervous. I have no acting experience whatsoever. And I get on set, and I'm with Burton Gilliam, who I grew up watching. So
Academy
I'm nervous.
Award winner.
I don't know that you ever won an Academy Award, so I'm nervous as heck to be with him.
Sure.
And at first, I'm going on script. You know, I'm basically doing the lines they had written for me. And then that second scene we filmed afterwards, and that was where we just started kind of improvising. And so that's so I got to do some of the crazy humor of nonsense and lost your hand below the wrist and novelty pencil lodged in the spleen. What kind of accident could that possibly be? What is a novelty pencil? I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
I guess it's one of those with the little